The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 5 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on a Friday. We're getting ready to go into the weekend. Big football day tomorrow. The Ohio State Buckeyes take on the Cincinnati Bearcats. That's going to be an interesting game. Former staff member, former coach, taking on his old, Luke Fickell went to Ohio State, his alma mater, he's got a good team. Luke Fickell is a good coach. It should be an interesting game. That's tomorrow at noon. I think all Ohio State football games should be at noon. But anyway, that's tomorrow. Breaking news, if you were not listening just a few minutes ago. WBNS, Channel 10 TV, just a little bit ago released this statement. Quote, it has been a difficult few days and our team has been shocked by this news. We have decided to end our relationship with Mike Davis due to a violation of certain terms of his employment with WBNS. We have no further comment. That's about as politically correct as you can get under the circumstances. And, you know, they're kind of treading on thin ice. If Mike Davis were determined to be innocent, then wrongful termination, you know. So they're saying as little as possible. But I've got to say this about Channel 10. This is one of their people. Mike Davis has been there just about as long as anybody else on the staff. It's either 31 or 32 years. Mike Davis wasn't even 30 years old when he went to work for Channel 10 here in Columbus. He is one of the longest staff members at WBNS, one of their most visible staff members, on-air personalities. And yet they have reported it honestly, truthfully, and they have insisted, yeah, he's one of us, but we're going to report on this story just like we would any other story. And for the most part, I think they have. Now, one of the competitors, and I won't mention, there are three major TV stations in town. One of them has been almost over the top, and I'm not going to make judgments as to why, but their coverage has been almost over the top, and I could be completely wrong. In fact, I hope I'm wrong, but it's almost like, ha, 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 our competition is going down. I hope that's not the case, but that's just kind of the way it seems. Anyway, that's the latest. Mike Davis has been officially fired from Channel 10. And may I just remind you again, the devil lives in the extremes. We should have compassion, extend grace, believe that God can and will forgive Mike Davis if he truly repents. There is no doubt about that. And sin, not all sin has the same consequences. Physical, sexual sin carries greater consequences than many other sins. But in God's eyes, sin is sin. And that's why the chief sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, according to Ezekiel 16, if you don't believe me, you check it out yourself. The chief sin, the number one sin, the greatest sin for Sodom and Gomorrah was pride. Check it out. Ezekiel 16. There is a list of the sins of Sodom, and I believe they're listed in the order of importance. And number one, top of the list, was pride. Self-centeredness. On one hand, grace, but on the other hand, justice. That is the two-edged sword of Scripture and the gospel. Grace, mercy, forgiveness is available. Justice and righteousness is also the flip side. So anyway, I think this story will shock most people. Here's the headline. Swedish researcher pushes eating human flesh as answer to future climate change food shortages. This is not a parody. This is not a phony site like the Onion. It's a real deal. Quote, climate change alarmism has taken a macabre turn that would seem to be satire, but it is not. It happened recently in Sweden. At a summit for food of the future called Gastro Summit in Stockholm, this was held September 3rd and 4th. Pardon me. Wow, didn't feel that coming. A PowerPoint presentation asserting that we must, quote, awaken the idea of eating human flesh in the future as a way of combating the effects of climate change. In a talk titled, Can You Imagine Eating Human Flesh? Behavioral scientist and marketing strategist Magnus Söderlund from the College of Commerce in Sweden argues for the breaking down of the ancient taboos against desecrating the human corpse and eating human flesh. Now, listen to this carefully, because earlier today, you and I were talking about the breaking down of taboos. Right now, child porn is a taboo. Terrible taboo. If we continue in the direction that we are currently heading, it won't be. What Mike Davis is being charged with and could go to prison for, if we continue in the same direction we're going now concerning sex, sexuality, and so forth, within a few years, that will not be a crime and it will not be a taboo. He says, he refers to the taboos against it as conservative. A taboo against eating human flesh is conservative, and discusses people's resistance to it as a problem that, listen, could be overcome little by little, beginning with persuading people to just taste it. Again, this is not satire. This is not a parody. This actually happened at a major conference in Stockholm, Sweden, just a few days ago. This guy is not some whack job. He is a respected research scientist in Sweden. And he says, hey, there are going to be terrible food shortages. People die. Why not start eating humans? He said, and I quote, is cannibalism the solution to food sustainability in the future? Does Generation Z have the answers to our food challenges? Can consumers be tricked into making the right decisions? At Gastro Summit, you will get some answers to these questions and also partake in the latest scientific findings and get to meet the leading experts, it said. Now, think about this. If evolution is true, then human beings are just animals like everybody else. We have just reached another stage of evolution. So if it's okay to eat cows and pigs and deer, if it is okay to consume the flesh of animals and we are just animals, then the only thing keeping us from cannibalism is an antiquated conservative taboo. And he's saying, so many of the other taboos are gone. Maybe we could get rid of the taboo on cannibalism as well. which goes to my point back earlier in the program today. We are seeing the taboos that have been a part of our culture. Why? Because they're wrong, because they're evil. We're seeing them go away. Could cannibalism be next? If we truly, truly believe in evolution, then why not? Why not? All right, got to take a break. Al in Westerville, you'll be up when we return.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I welcome you again to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. And we're about to get a weather report, traffic report, economic report from the city of Westerville, from Westerville's most famous resident, Al. Hey, Al, how are you?
Not too bad. I guess I'm not the most famous since we have the former governor living in the town.
Oh, my goodness. He can't compare to Alan from Westerville. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, I never held public office, Bob.
There's probably a reason for that, Al.
I know. Now, I'll have to tell my psychiatrist that when I see him.
Speaking of our illustrious former governor, I haven't seen him around town recently. We used to, my wife and I would run into him occasionally at the Westerville Grill, but I guess he's just been too busy. I haven't seen him lately.
Or he's hiding. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him since April, I think. And if you're listening, Johnny, hello. He does listen occasionally. You know,
he used to. I don't know that he does anymore, but he used to.
I know his wife still does.
Okay. All right.
Yep. So we need, anyway, you're talking about this gentleman out in Denmark.
Sweden.
I always loved
Sweden.
His PhD.
I'm sorry?
I always love when PhDs come up with these great ideas on cannibalism. It reminds me of the Donner barbecue in your old home state of California 150 years ago. And let's not forget Jonathan Swift when he wrote a modest proposal in the London Times back in 1840-something. And then, of course, Chuck Heston in his movie Soylent Green. I don't know why, you know, bring Soylent Green back. It'll solve many, many nutritional problems. Why not? You know, we go and we're killing off the old people to suicide. We've been doing that to babies in this country at a breakneck pace since the 1970s. Why not just turn around and serve up man? That reminds me of a Twilight Zone they have. It was one of the episodes. It was called Serve Man, and they were fattening up men and taking the aliens were taking them back to their planet and having a barbecue.
I missed that Twilight Zone. I thought I'd seen them all, but I guess I missed that one.
Try to catch it next New Year's Day if you got nothing better to do. But, you know, it is crazy. I mean, I had a good friend of mine, Alex Vincent. He was a missionary with Wycliffe Bible Translators in Papua New Guinea. And he worked with this one people group who was one generation away from being cannibals. And he said, when he was there, he said, I always think that every now and then they'd have a little rumble and somebody would disappear. And I'm thinking, are they going to serve Charlie up on a plate?
Well, cannibalism still exists. It's been probably 8 years ago now, but I was in Ecuador with the Bible League, And we got in a little bitty plane, flew down a tributary of the Amazon, got in a dugout canoe, and went about 3 hours down the river, got out and hiked for almost 4 hours into the jungle, and spent part of the afternoon with a wonderful tribe who had been led to Christ by missionaries. They were sweet, wonderful people. But we were told if we had traveled on the very same trail deeper into the jungle another 30 minutes, we would be with headhunters and cannibals. And that was about 8 years ago. So I think cannibalism still exists. But that's the bizarre thing, Al. The taboos are slowly evaporating. They're evaporating. The things that were so repulsive are now not just being accepted, they're being embraced. They're being embraced.
Taboos, down. I mean, cannibalism. Throw in pedophilia. Throw in the child porn that we have going on here in Columbus right now with not just the news anchor, but the three teachers.
Well, I had it yesterday. I never got to it because it wasn't local, but it was here in the state of Ohio. Yesterday, a principal of an elementary school was arraigned on child porn charges. This is the principal of an elementary school. I don't remember the city. It wasn't in central Ohio, but it was somewhere here in Ohio. And, you know, this is becoming more and more common because sexual deviancy is becoming more and more acceptable. Once we abandon biblical principles about sexuality, then there is no stopping the evil nature of man. There is no stopping the evil nature of man. Without limits of either civil government or the Spirit of God, there is no limit to the deviancy of the human heart.
You can take Hollywood and how it has promoted sensuality, all of this, and it desensitizes people. The video games,
sure.
Call of Duty, all these things and I think there's a gentleman by the name of Grossman. He's a psychologist, and he's talked about. He lectures to the military and police on killing, on combat situations, and you desensitize the mind. So when you think you're doing this, and they're finding this with these mass shooters, where they think they're in a video game, and everybody's going to pop up, and everything's going to be funky glory.
Yeah.
It's lunacy, and the only thing I think we as Christians can do is share Christ with those who do not know him.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see the clock winding down, Bob.
We're
both in our 60s. You're a little bit ahead of me. I'm trailing behind you like on the tip of the dog's tail. But, you know, 100 years from now, it's not going to matter to us because we'll be with the Lord. But what is it going to matter if the Lord tarries and there are still people
If you're any student of history at all, you're a student of the rise and fall of civilizations. And it has always, the rise and fall of civilizations have always been dependent upon a common morality or the lack thereof. And that's where we're headed. Al, good to talk to you. Have a great weekend. More Bobberty Live in just a moment.
In the car, online, and even on your smartphone. Take life-changing radio wherever you go.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.